Network Marketing 2.0, episode 094. For show notes, go to networkmarketing2show.com.
Live from the My Empire Pro Studio, it's the Network Marketing 2.0 show with Ola Abitagu. It's time to upgrade your home business. Are you ready? Welcoming the host of the show, here's Ola.
Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from My Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, I want to discuss two tips on how to measure a successful network marketing strategy. In business, there's something called KPI, which is Key Performance Indicator. And what baffles me the most in network marketing is that no one ever takes the time. Most people don't take the time to measure or to even know what the KPI is. What is your key performance indicator in your business? See, there are a lot of moving parts in any business, especially in network marketing. See, as small as your business is supposed to be, as simple as they told you it was supposed to be, it's just about you spending that $200 to $500 for the contract, a unilateral contract essentially, that you are signing with an obligation to the MLM company. That sounds simple, but actually that same simplicity right there, the irony of life and business is that that same simplicity is what is complicating your business. Here's what I mean. Complication not necessarily in terms of your input, not necessarily in terms of what you're putting into the business. In fact, it's opposite. The key here is that you're not inputting anything into the business. They told you it was supposed to be simple, but since you're not sowing any seed, essentially, you're not reaping any type of rewards. Now, the scripture says in Galatians 6:7, don't be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. You will always harvest what you plant. I think this may be the same verse with other versions that say you shall only reap what you sow. You will reap what you sow. You will not reap things you haven't sown. So in the same sense, you know, the business is so simple that everyone forgot to tell you that you're supposed to be marketing, or at least, even if you're marketing, know what your KPI is, your key performance indicator. So my first tip to you today is you need to be measuring something. Imagine a goal that you set without the M in SMART, right? As in SMART goal. Specific, measurable, attainable, right? Reachable. And I don't really recall the T right now. As a matter of fact, let me give you the T before we move on forward, right? SMART goal. If you're setting a goal in your life and your business, if it's not a SMART goal, there's a 99.999 chance that you will not attain the goal. So specific for S, measurable, attainable for A, relevant, R for relevant, right? And timely. Attainable will be the same thing as reachable, but relevant is for the R and timely. So if you're setting goals and it's not timely, especially if it's not measured, somehow, some way, whatever that goal is, then you have a 99.999 chance that you will fail. You know why? Because you're not the only one in the world setting goals. If everyone could just set goals and win, everyone would be winning their own goals, right? But that's not the case now. You know that, right? So you need to have a key performance indicator in place. You need to be measuring, okay? Now, the second tip that I have for you on this episode is that what is your key performance indicator? When you set up a marketing funnel, right? It doesn't matter what your marketing strategy is. It could be PPC, it could be PPV, which is pay-per-click, pay-per-visitors, pay-per-view. Pay-per-view is actually less effective than pay-per-visitors. View could have been an undesirable pop-up, right? And that's counted as well for you. Pay-per-lead, how much are you paying per each subscriber that subscribes to your email list? All that stuff is good to measure the performance across board of your funnel, All of those things are good. However, there's one number that you're really looking for within 90 days, at least within 90 days. How much are you paying per customer? Okay. What is your return on investment on the front end of your funnel? How much are you making back for every $1 you spend on acquiring new customer? At the end of the day, when you pay for every clicks, every visitors, every views, the ultimate, the end of the goal for you is to generate a customer, right? And if you're not generating customer, that means you're not generating revenue. And you know what that means? Eventually, regardless of how good your PPC is, regardless of how good your pay per subscriber is, what that means eventually is that you will run out of business. Believe me, I've been there before. And that's a very, very bad place you want to be, where you've spent so much money, but then you realize that you've essentially lost money, because you haven't generated any money, or you haven't generated enough to keep you in business, to break even. All right. So you need to be measuring. Second tip, your key performance indicator, the major one, is your return on investment. Everything else are secondary. Yes, they're secondary, but they're very important. They will help you in optimizing your funnel over time. But the primary one, the ultimate of ultimate, is your ROI. KPI is needed. ROI is needed. You need to be measuring. So that's what I have for you on this episode. Hopefully you'll be enlightened and educated, and I'll see you on the next episode. Peace. Are you ready to upgrade? Hey, Next2Nation, for show notes, recommended tools and resources, free training, and access to our highly sought after Network Marketing 2.0 Deluxe book and other top producer courses, go to the website networkmarketing2show.com. That's networkmarketing2show.com.